In 2019, Qatar's young football team gave the country its greatest moment on the pitch, winning their first Asian title. Qatar's sudden arrival on the world scene was a shock to many, but it came after years of hard work. And it all started here.
This is Qatar's Aspire Academy. It takes some of the best raw talent from the region and trains them in these world-class facilities. Graduates from Aspire form the backbone of the Qatar national team, and many of them have passed through here during their young careers.
70% of the squad that won the Asian title were students, just like the 282 athletes that are currently in training at the academy. They get a full-time education, as well as an opportunity to hone their skills in sports like athletics, fencing and squash. But it's the football program that's the most popular and successful. One of those hoping to be a future star of the Qatar team is 15-year-old Yusuf Almari, who's been at Aspire for 6 years.
What I enjoy about being an Aspire Academy player is, first of all, improving myself in all ways, not just the football side of the game, improving myself as a person every day. And also all the help my coaches give me and the mentoring. Since, you know, they're older than me and they've pretty much experienced everything in the football world, it really helps me and gives me information about what to do. Of course, I hope to play at a first team level. I hope to represent my national team on also a first team level. And inshallah, everything works out.
Without Aspire Academy, there is no national team. You know, the boys are pretty much the heartbeat of the country.
Having that experience.
Former Australia captain Tim Cahill, who played at 4 World Cups, is the Academy's chief sports officer.
Every time I come here, every time I walk into this building, I'm happy. 300,000 Qataris compared to 20 million plus Australians. Qatar won the Asian Cup in 2019. And when you start thinking about that and breaking it down, how is that possible? It's actually pretty incredible with the numbers, with the talent pool. It takes many, many years of working with these players. And when you look into our first team, we have many players that basically are still together with that same group and same manager, Felix, under the same philosophy and methodology that are going to play in this next World Cup. So there is a system.
The system will face its biggest test when Qatar hosts the World Cup in 2022. The country has never played in a World Cup before, but they've gained experience with guest appearances in European qualifiers and the Copa America as well. Those who have spent time playing in Qatar, like Dutch legend Ronald de Boer, are hopeful they can perform on the biggest stage.
I think they've prepared well. They've shown they have ability to make it every team very difficult. So I hope they can show the world that football is developing in Qatar.
A solid performance at the Arab Cup will help build a football legacy in the country, but also raise expectations ahead of the Middle East's first World Cup. Joanna Gajroska, Al Jazeera, Aspire Academy, Doha.